Shalom uvracha. We're starting another week, and David HaMelech is teaching us some more mahalchim in tefillah and in bitochin. In Mizmor Pei Vov, tefillah leDavid. This is actually a tefillah. Hatei Hashem oznecho aneinu. Hashem, please hear what I have to say and answer me. Ki oni ve'evion oni. It's an amazing thing. David HaMelech, who was leading Klal Yisrael, he was a tzaddik, didn't waste a second of his time. It was either in the course of the night, learning Torah, and davening to Hashem, and the day, involving himself in all the needs of Klal Yisrael. It says that he kamat didn't sleep. Still, he calls himself a Oni Ve'evyon. In other words, a Jew does not come to Hashem, kilu Hashem owes him something. We get so much from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that whatever we do, we're still a Bechina and respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Oni Ve'evyon. I have nothing of my own. It's all from you. Continues as to David HaMelech. He was all these people that were causing him tzaros. Doyig HaChitofel. Shomer nafshi ki chosin oni. Please watch over me, because I am going out of my way to do your will. Chosid means I just don't do what I have to do, but I want and I love doing the Ratzon Hashem. I love you so much, I do even more than is necessary. That's a sign of love. If somebody cares for the person, even before the person asks for it, that shows a deeper relationship. Hoisha Avdecha, save your Eved, your servant. Ato Elikai, Aboteach Elecho. There he's saying the focal point. I'm not being toiler on myself, and I'm not afraid of what they're doing to me. Because Atar Lekai, you're the one who gave me the strength to exist, and I'm b'teach upon you. Chosid Yavis says that's what he's saying in this pasuk. Hoisha Avdecho. People were starting up with him. People were degrading him. He didn't answer them. He didn't feel the need to answer them. And that's what he's saying to Hashem. I didn't answer them. Why? Because I'm your Eved, and I'm putting all my b'toch on you. I don't feel a need to give the person back. This is the second yisod over here. Yisod number one is that we're not tola in our ma'isim toivim, how much we deserve it. Adarav, we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we realize that we don't have anything of ourselves, of our own. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that feeling itself causes a closeness between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that appreciation of how much I do have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives me the desire to reciprocate and be the chosid oni, to love Hashem and do all the mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim, not because I have to do, because I want to do. And Mamela, I don't feel the need to, every time somebody starts up with me or does something to me, to right away react. Adar Rabbi, I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atar Lekai, you are the one who I know is going to save me. Rabbi had different situations in his life, but this is one of the important tools in life. Sometimes, unfortunately, people get into arguments. And there's a back and a forth, and each one thinks that if he made a comment to me, I have to make a comment back to them. It's a mistake. First of all, it doesn't even work, because when you throw something at somebody, they throw it right back at you. So you didn't gain, you just deepened the rift between the two sides. But also, misad bitochen, if someone just did something bad to me, come upon him, he damaged me, and I can make a claim against him, I'm entitled to make a claim. But just to get back at the other person is not properly shtadlis. But Meta Gemara says that a person who's insulted and doesn't insult back, it says that on that type of person, he is oyhavov, ketseis Hashem shgvuroso. He is beloved by Kodesh Bo, and he shows that he's a person who loves Hashem. What's the connection between the two? That I'm not answering that somebody insults me and that he loves Hashem. But that's like we just said. What gives me the strength not to answer the person back? Because I love Hashem. I pay attention to the fact that I have nothing of mine. Everything is from Kodesh Bo. He's taking such good care for me. Now, Hashem, let this happen. Can I have something I had to hear? Something I had to go through. I don't have to take it so personally. I don't have to feel need to get back at the person. That's the matzav of Av. I appreciate Hashem so much. I love Hashem. And even when hard things come up, I just understand this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I should deal in the proper fashion. Not make it worse. Not put more salt on the wounds. Where to turn to? Talk HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pasuk. Doim LaHashem B'Yisroel Elo. We had it previously. It says when people are causing you tzaros, keep quiet. Dam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Fatzola. And Hashem will take care of things. So everybody has their issues, personal issues, and going around the whole Klal Yisrael is in a state right now of many Rishonim around the world are against us. Our effort right now is, come on, our effort right now is recognize HaKol Me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all these situations are just for us to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're with Him, we're turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll get past it, and Mi'etz Hashem will have a wonderful quality of life by appreciation how close we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how close He is to us. And then Mi'etz Hashem bring us the Hoisha Abdecha, bring us the Yeshua that we need.